It's time for the radio show about recreational boating, from the bow to the stern, from port to starboard, and from the bridge to the bilge. It's Bob's No Wake Zone radio show. So let's go down on the docks and see what's happening this week.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still. Star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
Thank you, Pierce Arrow from Branson, for the national anthem, kicking off Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show this 4th of July holiday weekend, and a good morning to you, wherever you might be listening today. Well, let's see, coming up on our program, Stacy Mosier from the Water Patrol is going to be with us first off to talk about the 4th of July holiday weekend with some safety advice. John Jerome from Heroes Care, the beneficiary of the big Support Our Troops poker run, is coming up, along with Casey Cloak, who's going to talk to us about the Eggs and Issues breakfast coming up here at the lake in a couple of weeks. Also, Marcia Witter, registered nurse at Lake Regional, in charge of trauma coordinator. She's going to be talking to us about some of the things that happen out on the lake that hopefully you can avoid. And we'll also talk a little bit about sunburn. Marine Max is going to be with us today. We've got Angie Cook, the marina manager, and Mark Barber, who is the person in charge of their brokerage sales at Marine Max, both going to be with us later in the program. If you get stranded out on the water this weekend, who do you call? How about Towboat US? I saw Dave Anderson just a couple of days ago at lunch, and we talked a little bit about the weekend. We talked about last weekend. They were very busy as well. But they're the guys, 24/7 dispatch, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. They're out on the lake. They're ready to come pick you up, get you a tow, get you a battery jump start, a soft ungrounding, maybe a fuel delivery if you need it. They can take you back to your dock, and it's all very inexpensive, only $72 a year for unlimited on-water towing for any boat that you own. And that comes along with your Boat US membership. Call Dave Anderson, 573-216-4701. That's 216-4701. You can also join by going to BoatUS.com.
Hello, this is Corporal Jay Riley with the Missouri State Highway Patrol. Life jackets save lives. Make sure yours are in good working condition and fit the user. Make sure you have one for each person on your boat. Missouri law requires children under 7 to wear a life jacket at all times while on board a boat, unless in an enclosed cabin area. The best way to ensure your safety and encourage children life jackets is to click it for life and wear it yourself. This has been a public service announcement from your Missouri State Highway Patrol.
Thank you so much. We do appreciate it. And now let's see what Stacy Mosier from the Water Patrol has to say about this very busy 4th of July weekend.
The 4th of July weekend is far and away the busiest boating holiday of the year. More boats on the water, more people down at the lake, just a lot of activity. A lot of people that are maybe only come once or twice a year definitely hit this holiday. And we've also got the fireworks events going on. So that draws a lot of nighttime boaters out that generally aren't nighttime boaters. So the lake is definitely a busy place over the 4th.
We need to warn people to check their navigation lights, even if they think they might not be out late at night, but they need to check them.
absolutely. Those bulbs, you know, the LEDs are a little more expensive now. I used to say they're a 50-cent bulb. Some of them are a little more expensive, but that's all it takes. If you'll just check those bulbs before you head out, take the time to do that. Check those wiring connections. You may not plan on being out late, but the restaurants are busy. Your dining times are extended. The kids are having a great time. The adults are having a great time. Just be prepared. That's all. Have your equipment. Make sure it works. Make sure your lights. Make sure you have extra lights, extra fuses. Take care of those boats so they can take care of you.
Of course, personal flotation devices, throwable, fire extinguishers, just the basics need to be checked one more time before you head out. And like I say, those that are just maybe putting in the water for the first time or second time this year, just be extra careful out there. Let's watch those boat wakes, too.
That is an issue this year. We are really trying to address it. It's become as the boats become larger and as our shorelines become more crowded, more docks and more expensive docks, space is at a premium. So when you put a lot more boats and a lot more people in an area with a lot more docks, you're going to have some type of conflict of interest there. So really, before we try to legislate this, we really would prefer people just be courteous, be aware of what their wake is doing, be responsible for what's behind them, not only what's in front of them, but what their boat is doing behind them, to smaller boats, to property, to erosion, to docks, just if everybody just kind of take care of everyone around them as well as their boat, it'd help out.
Give them a break. Watch your wake.
Thank you.
And a quick reminder, if you do have some issues out on the water this weekend, you can always call the Water Patrol by dialing *55. You're listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show on a Saturday morning here on News Talk KRMS. Stand by.
Here's a little song I wrote. Sing it loud when you're on your boat. Don't worry.
Don't worry, Mom.
Let's go boating. On every water there are some wakes. Be careful round them for goodness sake. Don't worry.
Don't worry about it, Mom.
Let's go boating. Time upon your boat, even if you only float. Don't worry.
Don't worry about it, man.
Let's go boating.
Come on, let's go.
Well, Lake Race is history and in the record books as a big success. And here we are already on the 4th of July weekend, rolling around fast. Mike Shepard's here with Beavers at the Dam, the official restaurant bar of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. And guess you guys are ready for a big 4th of July weekend here.
We are, Bob. I think we have a great lineup of entertainment. Obviously, you know, we're very proud of our menu and our food and our drinks and our staff. So that, together with our entertainment, I think it's going to be a great weekend.
You know, with the amount of people that were here last weekend on the lake and just running around town doing stuff, being tourists, if you will, looks like we're going to be in for another giant weekend here at the lake, no matter what the weather does.
Yeah, we hope so. We're certainly prepared for it. So, you know, we just invite everyone to come down, rain or shine, and we'll have a great great holiday. And I believe you'll have a great time here at Beavers. On Saturday and Sunday, both at 8:30, we have the band Sellout on stage. They're probably one of the best dance and party bands that I've seen. And we're fortunate enough to have them exclusively here at Beavers at the Dam.
Let's talk about some of the food items that people really love here at Beavers.
Well, we're going to have our holiday drink features called the Patriot. It's a frozen drink, and I think everybody will love the red, white, and blue. And if you come down to Beavers, you'll see we're going to be all decked out in red, white, and blue. We have fireworks Saturday night right out here in front of the restaurant.
All right. Well, happy 4th of July, everybody. And Mike, thanks for talking with us. And give us exact location where people can find Beavers at the Dam.
We are on the Bagnell Dam Strip. We're very close to the dam itself. We're right down at the bottom, right by the new Celebration 2 boat. And he's going to be running this weekend. So y'all come down and join us here at the Beav and check out the celebration and have a great time. Family, individuals, anybody, we welcome you all.
And why not try breakfast at Beavers? They are serving up breakfast this morning from 8 until 11. Again, tomorrow morning. And you can check them out. BeaversAtTheDam.com is the website, the official restaurant and bar of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Well, coming up in just a moment into our next segment, we're going to be talking with John Jerome from Heroes Care about their experience at last weekend's Support Our Troops Poker Run. We had 100 poker run boats and over 300 people there and raised a lot of money for them. And we're going to talk eggs and issues on boating safety and water safety. Well, we got a big show ahead, so don't go away. We'll be right back. We are here on News Talk, 1150 AM KRMS, 97.5, 104.9, and on KRMSradio.com. And on BoatRadio.net, yeah.
I'm Michael John, and each month on Boat Radio, I'll be looking at life on London's magnificent River Thames. From the dredgers emptying their cargoes of sand and gravel, to the mudlarks combing the shore for lost treasures, I'll be meeting the people, visiting the places, and boarding the ships that work this mighty, muddy artery. So join me, Michael John, for Tales of the Thames on Boat Radio.
Hi, I'm Sarah O'Kelly, founder of Skipper's Review. I started Skipper's Review because I wanted somewhere online for my local boating community to make connections and recommendations. So now it's up and running. I've been getting out of the office to enjoy the Florida sunshine and to meet some of my members. Each week, you can hear me swapping salty tales with sailors, surfers, swimmers, divers, boat owners, and builders, anyone with a story to tell about their life and their relationship with the sea. So join me, Sarah O'Kelly, with Skipper's Review on Boat Radio.
Rock the boat. Don't rock the boat, baby. Rock the boat. Don't tip the boat.
You're back on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. We're in the No Wake Zone, but we're getting the boat rocked. I don't know what's going on there. That's the Hughes Corporation getting us back into this segment. Well, we're going to follow up with last week's poker run, the Support Our Troops poker run. A very successful event. John Jerome with Heroes Care. And we're also going to be talking to one of the National Guardsmen that was able to go on a boat ride and a poker run with some of those 100 boats that were out on the lake last Friday. Also coming up in just a few moments, we're going to learn about the Eggs and Issues breakfast coming up in July with Casey Cloak and Lake Regional Hospital's Regional Trauma Center Coordinator, Marcia Witter, will be with us as well to talk about some interesting topics, including protecting yourself under the brilliant sunshine that we have here at Lake of the Ozarks. And we're going to spend a few minutes at Marine Max in just a little bit as well. Who's your captain? And it's too late to get a captain from Who's Your Captain this weekend, but if you're going to be around the lake anytime and in the near future, you might want to get a hold of Who's Your Captain. You can call them at 573-569-5056. They rent captains that are licensed U.S. Coast Guard captains to drive your boat or one of the rental boats that are plentiful around Lake of the Ozarks. So get a hold of them. It's Captain Ray Bixler, and they've been doing this since 2010 around the lake, and it's gotten bigger and bigger every single year. Bachelorette parties, college outings, family gatherings, whatever that event might be, a birthday party, whatever. 573-569-5056, or you can get online and go to whosyourcaptain.com.
How you doing?
Good.
A quick interview with you for the radio.
Sure.
What's your name, sir?
Paul.
Where are you from?
St. Louis.
Good to have you with us today. Have you ever been on a boat like that?
Yeah, we did this last year, too, so we got that experience. It was just amazing.
What do you do in the military?
So I'm a training officer, so responsible for making sure some of the newer soldiers that come in our units or get the proper training and get the full experience out of the National Guard.
Yeah. The National Guard that's here today, a lot of you or most of you did some work in Ferguson?
Yes, I'd say 95% of us were there. Just about the whole Missouri National Guard was deployed at some point to help support that mission. So it's good to get away from the uniform and the duties for a little bit like today and kind of relax.
So are you full-time National Guard then?
Yes.
Okay. And the troops that you train, Fort Leonard Wood?
They're all over the... We have armories in just about every county and city. Pretty spread out. A lot of our troops are just the one weekend a month type person. So when they do report on that one weekend, that we get them as much training as we can and make sure they're getting a good experience out of the their guard.
Outstanding. Yeah. Well, thanks for your service and have a great time out there today.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir. We do appreciate that. And it ended up being about 100 boats. About 300 participated in the event. And about 30 different troops, National Guard troops, were able to gain some rides aboard some of those beautiful poker run boats that were heading out of H. Toad's Friday morning last at about 10 o'clock. They hit the water and away they went, and some great boats going all the way up the lake to as far as, I think, Dix. Some of them were going up that far. And then coming back for a nice ceremony at the end of the day over at Dog Days, where they presented checks of a little over $20,000 to Heroes Care.
I guess the phrase, you need a bigger boat, came into play this past year. John Jerome with Heroes Care is with us at the 9th annual Support Our Troops Poker Run. It's just amazing that this thing continues to grow and grow and grow, as your service has to.
Yeah, our growth has come from events like this, and the support that is always there year in, year out, gives us that stability to say, yeah, we can grow. We're now in 25 states, 537 outposts with 2,800 background screen volunteers that are one-on-one-ing with spouses.
My gosh, you have exploded, haven't you?
We have, and we just moved from our little facility to now we've got a donated 10,000 square foot facility, and it's already full from donated items.
So tell our listeners that may not know what Heroes Care is and what you do, give us kind of a background on what you all do and maybe an example of how you've helped somebody specifically.
Well, we started back in 2003 when my 3-year-old and 11-year-old daughter wanted to send a care package. As I said, we're now in 25 states providing support before, during, and after the deployment. So wherever their problems lie, whether it's before they take off for that deployment, during that deployment, roof leaks or a water heater goes out, we're there to step in because of things like this. When they come back, we have those people that are there to listen, and have all of the support mechanisms in place that they can help them through whatever trials they're having in getting back into society.
Now, today, how many troops from around various bases are going to be going out on rides with these poker run boaters?
Well, this year it's going to be our National Guard. We have a bunch of them that were down in Ferguson taking care of that situation. So they're here to get on a boat for us to say thank you for everything they did on a local basis, let alone the deployments they've taken off in the past.
Outstanding. Well, thanks again. Congratulations on continued growth and what you guys do. And we wish all the boaters a safe day out there.
Going to be a great day. Started out fine, and all of them are excited.
And a special thanks to MidwestBoatParty.com, the originating organization for that Support Our Troops Poker Run, the 9th year, very successful, and continued success to Dr. Jeff, Ed Champion, Amber Grisham. Thank you all very, very much.
Hi, everybody. This is Faith Hill for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. As a performer, I've had many wonderful moments to celebrate. So please, when you celebrate, designate. Please choose a designated driver. Music lives, and you should too.
Hey, that's the way we do it. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Well, that also applies to driving your boat. Let's keep it sober out there this weekend for the 4th of July holiday weekend. XLR8YourDesigns.com. If you're in business or if you're in an organization that needs T-shirts or any kind of logo material, I'm going to direct you to Missy Coyle. at xlr8yourdesigns.com. They're located in Camdenton, Missouri, right across the street from Stewart's Restaurant there, from the Central Bank location. You'll see them. They formerly were Show Me Shirts. A lot of people still think of them as that, but their new name and new organization, new partnership, xlr8yourdesigns.com. They'll do all kinds of things, including screen printing and embroidery work, websites, promo items that you might need, and they've also got a pretty nice little store there with some, they've got the Laker gear, of course. They're an official Lakers shop, but they also have high-performance gear like sublimated jerseys, poker run uniforms, sublimated tanks and bags, as well as any high school activity uniforms that are required, or T-shirts. Check them out. That's xlr8yourdesigns.com, or you can give them a call at 573-692-4667. They annually do the Shootout T-shirts, and they also do Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show T-shirts. They do a good job. Missy Coyle and Anita, they're right there for you from 9 until 4, pretty much weekdays right now. XLR8YourDesigns.com.
This is Stacy Mosier with the Missouri State Highway Patrol on Lake of the Ozarks. When you're preparing for the holiday, most likely you won't plan to be in a boating crash. Make a conscious decision to be a courteous, safe boater. Always wear a life jacket when you are in or near the water. You only have one life, and you matter to those who love you. A public service announcement from your Missouri State Highway Patrol.
Drive over to the strip or dock your boat at Beavers at the dam. Come and see us for a great meal. This is Jeremiah, and thanks for listening to the Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show this morning.
If you like boating, then I know you're going to love BoatRadio.net. This is Mike McDowell, and you are invited to listen to all of Boat Radio's shows, like The Islander, The Boat Galley, Tales of the Thames, and my own show, The Life Aquatic. And, of course, Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Catch it Saturdays at 6 p.m. Central. BoatRadio.net. 24/7 boating shows for boat owners and enthusiasts everywhere.
This morning show proudly presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. 50-foot ski boat guy.
Mr. 50-foot ski boat guy.
Only you could reach the mathematical conclusion that pulling an inner tube around the lake requires an aircraft carrier.
Set a course for adventure now.
If your boat was any bigger, Leonardo DiCaprio could stand on the bow and pretend to fly.
I'm the king of the world now.
When your boat leaves the dock, Russian submarines follow it around conducting missile drills.
Batten down the hatches now.
So go ahead, fire up your twin diesel engines and yank the arms off another innocent skier. Put two of every animal inside and sail to Mount Ararat. Because everyone knows, at the helm of every giant boat is a tiny Captain Winky.
Mr. 50-foot ski boat guy.
Yeah, all right. I've seen it. This is Captain Bob in the Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Time for a break. And we'll be right back on News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5, 104.9, and live streaming audio. Don't go away. We will return.
Earliest prehistory reveals mankind's innate connection to the sea. From boats of woven reed in Egypt, to Homer's black ships of the Trojan War, down to the naval battles of Greece, Rome, and every civilization since. I'm Brandon Huebner, and I'll present the history, archaeology, and literature that connect us with our past on the sea, all that on the Maritime History Program. Join me as we voyage down through the ages and witness the development of sailing, trade, and much more. The Maritime History Program, with me, Brandon Huebner, every Wednesday, here on Boat Radio.
I'm Michael John, and each month on Boat Radio, I'll be looking at life on London's magnificent River Thames, from the dredgers emptying their cargoes of sand and gravel, to the mudlarks combing the shore for lost treasures. I'll be meeting the people, visiting the places, and boarding the ships that work this mighty, muddy artery. So join me, Michael John, for Tales of the Thames on Boat Radio.
Welcome back to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. If you have questions about our show or products you'd like us to take a look at or just a comment, we love to hear from you. NoWakeBob@gmail.com is the website, email address rather. And you can also look us up on our website, BobsNoWakeZone.com. You'll find a contact us button there. And I've also had some folks ask me recently about, well, how did you get this program started? Why are you doing a boating radio show? Well, there's an about in there as well, and you can find that on my website too. Coming up, we're going to be talking with Casey Cloak. She's the executive director of the Lake Area Chamber of Commerce about an upcoming Eggs and Issues Breakfast Forum, Wednesday, July 13th, and it's going to be about safety on the lake. She's going to tell us all about that. Plus, we're grateful to have Marsha Witter, registered nurse at Lake Regional Trauma Coordinator, who will be here to talk about injuries and sunburn and how you can protect yourself this summer and particularly this weekend out on the Lake of the Ozarks or wherever you might be listening to the program this morning. Black or blue, they'll bring it to you. That's right. Those tanks from Hydrohoist are now available in black and, of course, the original blue. The Hydrohoist folks invented the boat lift more than 50 years ago, and they're certainly the leader, if you will, in the boat lift market. They have been doing this so long that they've really got it down to such a fine science, and they've got, you know, locations all over the entire world, including right here at Lake of the Ozarks. That's right. Joanne Clark is the area manager there, and they're located right in Lynn Creek, just right down Highway 54, about 4.5 miles or so down from Osage Beach on your way to Camdenton. You'll see their building on the side of the road there. And, of course, the boat lifts and the Hydroport 2 personal watercraft docking stations are piled up there in the yard ready to go out to people's docks all around the lake area. So give them a call, or you can stop in and see Joanne, or you can get on the website. So I'll give you the contact information now if you want to write this stuff down. Boatlift.com is the website. Phone number for Joanne, 573-346-7505, or you can email her at jclark@boatlift.com, and you'll be, I'm sure, satisfied with that Hydrohoist boat lift, either in black or the original blue, or you can get the Hydroport 2 personal watercraft docking platform in their traditional blue, or it's also available in a tan color. Once again, 573-346-7505, jclark@boatlift.com, or the website, boatlift.com. All right, first off, let's talk to Casey Cloak, the executive director of the Lake Area Chamber of Commerce, about the upcoming Eggs and Issues breakfast and forum.
It's a breakfast meeting, starts at 8 and runs till about 9:30, and it's a joint chamber event, so with the Camden Chamber, Lake West Chamber, and Lake Area Chamber. The topic for this quarterly meeting is safety on the lake, so we're very excited. We have several panel members that are going to be discussing a variety of topics, educating everybody on new procedures that have been put in place, new applications that are available, just a variety of things and efforts that are being put in place to provide safety to our visitors and our residents here at Lake the Ozarks. So we're excited. We have panel members such as Jeff Green with Ameren. We have Corey Bolkin, who owns Raft Up. It's a new application available. Captain Matt Walsh with the Missouri Highway Patrol Water Division. And then Rebecca Green with the Water Safety Council. So we're very excited to have this event.
So the issues, of course, are dock electricity, the
yes,
wake issues, just basic boating safety.
Exactly. It covers a little bit of everything. And then the Water Safety Council, you know, they're going to talk about the efforts that they put in place with, you know, they partner with a lot of the restaurants here in the area, the life jacket safety. I mean, there's a lot we're going to be covering, but I guarantee everybody's going to walk away learning something new.
All right. Specifics on how people sign up in advance for the Eggs and Issues breakfast?
Yes, they can visit lakeareachamber.com, or they can call the Lake Area Chamber at 573-964-1008 to make the reservation.
And this is a joint chamber effort between all the three chambers around the lake, the Lake Area Chamber, also the Chamber of Commerce in Camdenton, and the Lake West Chamber as well. This event coming up Wednesday, July 13th, and the deadline to make your reservations as a member of one of the chambers or a non-member, deadline for registration is July the 8th. So for more information, contact any of the three chambers around Lake of the Ozarks. Thanks, KC. Appreciate the information, and we'll see you at the Eggs and Issues breakfast. Next up on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, let's bring in Marcia Witter, registered nurse, Lake Regional Trauma Coordinator.
All right, we're right on the 4th of July holiday weekend, and what a great time to talk about injuries.
Yes.
And we're talking about some serious things, but also some not so serious things, but also a time to call attention to the fact that we have a great medical facility here. The Lake Regional Trauma Coordinator is with us, Marcia Witter. Marcia, thanks for coming in and talk to us this morning.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Let's talk about some of the things that you regularly see in the summer months coming into the emergency rooms and then also just to the regular hospital facilities. Let's talk about compression fractures. Those we see a lot more of in the summer, don't we?
Yes, we do. We're seeing quite a few already this summer. We had four just in Memorial Weekend alone. We see, since we are such a busy lake and there are such big wakes from the larger boats, people don't realize the dangers of that. Being thrown up and down in the boat causes a lot of pressure on the spine. It can cause compression fractures pretty easily. It can be anywhere from just a minor injury that causes some pain, maybe a back brace is required, all the way to spinal cord injuries that require surgery and can be debilitating for life.
So I would say to the boat operator, watch the wakes and try to hit those correctly. And if you hit them right, you might not jolt as much by doing it that way. And I know a lot of times we have people that maybe have their boat out for the first time.
Right. Absolutely. It's best to not have anybody in the bow of the boat while the boat is moving. And then also to slow down in rough waters and always have a sober captain.
What about the tubes and the skis and the wakeboards and all those? Are those causing some problems?
They are. Absolutely. Same thing. The wakes are bigger than I think a lot of people expect. So we are seeing a lot of people thrown and falling off of tubes and PWCs and skis and things like that. The other danger that I'm not sure people are aware of is rope entanglement. We see quite a bit of that where your skier or your tuber gets a rope tangled around an arm or a hand. And it can cause some pretty serious injuries.
I would say you lose.
Sometimes it can cause a degloving injury or some pretty serious fractures, yes. Ooh.
All right. And then, of course, you know, here we are in August.
Right. It feels like August, doesn't it?
Yeah, we're all talking about it, you know, being so hot and so humid so early in the summer. Mm-hmm. What kinds of issues are you seeing coming through your doors over there?
Well, of course, sunburn is a major issue. We see a lot of people with sunburn, and it can be pretty painful, but more dangerous are your heat-related illnesses, heat exhaustion, heat stroke. The sunburn is painful and people seek treatment for that, but they don't often realize that if you also have a headache or nausea or fatigue with that, that can be a more serious injury or illness, excuse me, that needs medical attention, probably from an emergency room type setting. And also too, when you're in the sun, drink lots of fluids, water or electrolyte fluids such as Gatorade are your best. And I know people when they're out think alcohol is good, it's liquid, so that's good, right? No, actually, that makes heat-related things worse.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that just recently, too. A lot more people are talking about the facts of, you know, how alcohol reacts when it's hot like it is.
Correct.
You know, you do need to drink some water along with that if you're going to partake. So the trauma center is located...
It's off of the Nichols Road exit in Osage Beach. We are a Level 3 trauma center at Lake Regional Hospital. We also do have urgent care facilities in Osage Beach, Eldon, and Lori that are available for your less serious injuries.
All right. Very good. And a website for people who would like to get some more information or if they need an emergency number or if they need to call, what?
We do have a website at lakeregional.com and, of course, call 911 for any serious injuries.
Okay. That'll be good. Well, thanks for coming in. We do appreciate it. And let's hope we have a very safe 4th of July, but also a safe rest of the summer, too.
That's right. Everybody be safe out there.
Well, my hope is that you guys will not meet. Have a very safe holiday weekend out there. And thanks to Marcia. We do appreciate you coming back in. Thanks to Deborah Wolf for setting that interview up for us on the program this morning.
Hey, this is Kevin Michael. I'm the executive director of the Water Sports Industry Association. Thanks for listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
All right, so maybe this was the weekend you just uncovered your boat and you went, oh my gosh, look at that upholstery, it's terrible, or your canvas is a mess, or that boat cover is just a shambles. Well, I can direct you to Paradise Upholstery and Canvas. Their professionalism begins with outstanding customer service, followed closely by a dedication to quality. Paradise specializes in marine upholstery and canvas work, backed by a guarantee of complete satisfaction. A lot of customers around Lake of the Ozarks will refer you, as I do, to Paradise Upholstery and Canvas. It's Paradise Pete, and he's the guy you'll talk to at 573-216-7214. He's quite a card, a great person, great to get along with, easy to work with. And I know you'll be completely satisfied with the work that you get done. Boat covers, custom interiors, interior restorations, bimini tops, enclosures, and maybe even just some slight adjustments that you might need. They can do it for you. Check out their website, ParadiseUpholstery.com. You can find them on Facebook as well, Paradise Upholstery and Canvas. Or just call Pete, 573-216-7214. He'd appreciate a call, 573-216-7214. 7214 is the number. And I'm Bob, and this is Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. We'll be right back on News Talk KRMS.
I'm Michael John, and each month on Boat Radio, I'll be looking at life on London's magnificent River Thames, from the dredgers emptying their cargoes of sand and gravel to the mudlarks combing the shore for lost treasures. I'll be meeting the people, visiting the places, and boarding the ships that work this mighty, muddy artery. So join me, Michael John, for Tales of the Thames on Boat Radio.
Hi, I'm Sarah O'Kelly, founder of Skipper's Review. I started Skipper's Review because I wanted somewhere online for my local boating community to make connections and recommendations. So now it's up and running. I've been getting out of the office to enjoy the Florida sunshine and to meet some of my members. Each week, you can hear me swapping salty tales with sailors, surfers, swimmers, divers, boat owners, and builders, anyone with a story to tell about their life and their relationship with the sea. So join me, Sarah O'Kelly, with Skipper's Review on Boat Radio.
Well, 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 here we are about 10 minutes away from the top of the hour. One more segment of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show just ahead here. We'll be talking with Angie Cook, Marina Manager, and Mark Barber, in charge of brokerage at Marine Max here at Lake of the Ozarks, coming up with a few minutes at Marine Max. JollyCharters.com is where you set up your time to get on the pirate ship cruising the waters of Lake of the Ozarks. The Calypso is the boat. It's ported at Jolly Rogers Grub and Grog up in the Gravois, about the 4.5 mile marker. And you might want to check them out on the website, because you'll get all the information about the different kinds of boating tours that they do, the pirate ship, the treasure hunts, the private sunset cruises, the private charters, if you will. The treasure hunt cruises are the most fun, particularly for the kids. Check them out at jollycharters.com, or you can just call for more information, 573-392-0700. And a special thanks to Captain Scallywag for showing up at the inaugural cruise this past week of the Celebration 2, which launched at the Bagnell Dam. And we thank him for coming on board and keeping everybody in order.
This is Captain Dave Anderson with Boat US Lake the Ozarks, and I'd like to thank everybody listening for Bob's No Wake Zone Radio Show.
Time for a few minutes at Marine Max, and today we're talking with Angie Cook, who is in charge of marina operations. And Angie, it's good to see you. How's everything going?
Everything's going great. We have been super busy and hope to keep it that way throughout the rest of the season, so we're very excited for this summer.
Now, your responsibilities include not only the docks and the slip rents and the gas dock and the storage and that, but you've got a lot of responsibility around the marina itself here at Marine Max at Lake of the Ozarks. So let's sort of talk first maybe about the gas dock. Tell me about what people find when they come up there.
You know, our gas dock is a very busy place. We have large, easily accessible slips. Our staff is there from 9 to 5, Sunday through Thursday, 9 to 6 on Fridays and Saturdays. Come in and see us. They're very knowledgeable, very friendly gas dock staff that really take care of our customers well.
You really do a lot of training too, don't you? Yeah, I mean, you've been doing this a while.
We do. We're extra careful about making sure everyone is safe. They're putting the fuel in the right places. They're performing the pump outs on the holding tanks, you know, to the best of their ability, and, you know, making sure to get the waste tank nice and clean. We don't just pump it out and send you on your way. We're going to take the extra time to get it all cleaned out and make sure you have a fresh tank to start the weekend.
All right. Now let's talk about wet slips. You've got a variety available, and you do have a few?
We do. We have slips available ranging from 32 feet all the way up to 58 feet. We do have various sizes available at this particular time. We are filling up, so if you are interested or you're looking for a new home for your boat, be sure and give me a call, and I'd be happy to give you a tour of the facility.
Amenities that come with the slip that you might rent?
All the slips are going to include your electric, water, basic cable, Wi-Fi. One of the things that kind of sets us apart is we also provide you with a dock locker to use while the boat is here at the marina.
And I noticed down on the gas dock, some of those slips or all of those slips have pump out right there on the docks?
That is correct. The main fuel dock, we can actually do your pump out right at your slip, which is really handy for the owners, and you don't have to wait at the gas dock to have that done.
I notice on weekends, even during the week sometimes, you see boats being hauled out of the dry storage and put in the lake and then later on taken back out again. That's a real convenient service, I would think, for some boaters.
That's correct. For some of the smaller boats, when I say smaller, I say under 32 feet, we offer an in-and-out service. Basically, you call ahead. We have a set of holding slips that the boat will be waiting for you when you come down to get it. And then once you're finished with it, you bring it back and we haul it out and put it away. It's very nice for a lot of people who maybe have trailered their boat in the past. You know, this is no hassle, very easy. You come down, the boat's in the water, all you have to do is go out and have fun.
All right. And then, of course, the other thing about Marine Max here at Lake of the Ozarks is the camaraderie, the friendships, the parties.
The parties, that's for sure. One of the things that I like to do is the first Saturday of each month is we host a marina party that is specifically for the customers that keep their boats here at the marina. They don't have to do anything. All they have to do is show up. We provide beer, wine, food.
Angie, how do people get a hold of you and get more information about everything we've talked about?
Our number here at the office is 573-365-5382. You can simply call in and ask for me. You know, a lot of times I'm not in my office, but if for some reason you get a recording, my phone automatically transfers to my cell phone. So I'm usually answering it no matter where I am.
All right. And the website?
MarineMax.com.
And let's just move down the hall just a short bit and talk a little bit about brokerage with Mark Barber. And of course, there's new sales, there's used boat sales, and then there's brokerage.
Mark, before we get right into that, let's talk a little bit about your background. Tell us, you know, kind of how you've been in the marine business.
Well, I moved to the Lake of the Ozarks in 1989 and started out and was running the Big Surf Water Park down here for many years. And from that, I ended up at the Yamaha dealer for about 5 or 6 years and have been here at Marine Max now for 4 years in the brokerage department.
All right, so let's explain to people what the brokerage is in terms of boat sales.
Well, brokerage is when we have somebody that once is interested in moving their product and knows that Marine Max offers great accessibility for them to do that. They may not be looking to trade their boat in or getting out, selling their house at the lake and all their property they have down here. That lends to bring their boat to Marine Max much of the time for us to professionally move their boat for them.
All right. Now, most of the boats that you have under brokerage contracts or agreements are here at the marina, or you try to have them here, but there's also some that are, you know, out at private docks.
Correct, correct. Typically, we like to have them here. It's easier to show. I have some slips that I keep available that are on our sales line, which a lot of the people that I'm working with would like to have their boat on our sales line because for the traffic that we bring in on a daily basis. And much of the time, even people pull up and walk our sales line after hours here at Marine Max. And I see that quite often. It's a positive to have it here, but we do broker boats that are on personal docks.
The real benefit, I think, to having your boat brokered through you would be the web where you're able to market those boats clear across the country, because we see a lot of boats going in and out here on trailers.
Well, yes. You know, Marine Max is the world's largest retailer of boats, and we have experienced boat brokers, many other boat brokers out there. We have 55 store locations across the country, so we have over 200 salespeople that are exposed to that boat at this time. Whenever it's listed with Marine Max, it's right in their inventory. Plus, we have 14 salespeople here, you know, that will show the boat, and they're experienced salespeople that can, you know, move the process along. We have many avenues for financing and insurance, and we have service here that can prepare their boat, get it ready for the next person to come along and take ownership of a good quality boat.
So on the other side of the coin here, somebody's looking for a boat, a particular boat. Maybe they've got a certain size or a certain brand or, you know, a certain type of boat in mind. They can come to you or one of the other salespeople or brokers in Marine Max and say, this is what I'm looking for, and then you can go out and find that boat for them.
Not only is it my brokered boats that we have listed here at our location, but across the nation with what we have. It's a plethora of boats out there that, you know, whenever we do a listing with Marine Max, it goes on a multi-listing deal where you're going to have Yacht World, Boat Trader, Boats.com, Power and Motor Yacht.com, UsedBoats.com, yachtbrokers.com. It's a multi-feed listing that goes out, and so you're not getting just somebody putting on YouTube a video and that's the only exposure they're getting. They're getting exposure across all the different websites that are out there and the search engines. We're out there in front of people nationwide.
So if someone would like to maybe look at doing this kind of an approach to buying or selling through brokerage, how do they get a hold of Mark Barber?
Well, they call us here at Marine Max Lake Ozark, 573-365-5382. Mark.Barber@MarineMax.com.
All right, very good. Mark, thanks again. Appreciate it, and continued success in brokerage here at Marine Max.
Thank you, Bob.
Mark, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot back there to Angie Cook as well from Marine Max. Thanks to Marsha Witter from Lake Regional Hospital. We also thank Casey Cloak for being with us to talk about eggs and issues. John Jerome, always a pleasure having you on the show, sir, from Heroes Care. And, of course, we want to thank Stacy Mosier from the Missouri State Highway Water Patrol Division for being with us as well on the program today. Wow. We are out of time, but, boy, we sure thank you so much for being with us on this Saturday of the 4th of July holiday weekend. Please take advantage of it. Enjoy it. Enjoy all the fireworks going on around Lake of the Ozarks and all over the country. Next time, we'll see you here Saturday morning. And again, welcome to all of our guests listening on BoatRadio.net. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you out on the lake.
I'm standing on the ancient battlements of Castel de Belvere, on a high hilltop, overlooking the magnificent city of Palma de Mallorca, vibrant capital of the Balearics, an island group in the Mediterranean Sea, which washes the shores of Morocco, Spain, France, Italy, Croatia, Greece, and many other great seafaring nations. Arrayed before me, along Palma's waterfront and onward to the town of Arenal, are tens of thousands of boats. There are juggernauts stacked with containers, cruise ships packed with tourists, ferries, freighters, mega yachts, motorboats, super yachts, sailboats, dinghies, dories, kayaks, sculls, and skiffs. Plus, of course, the ubiquitous yacht, the traditional double-ended fishing boat of these islands. Boats are this city's business. Building, maintaining, repairing, refitting, and of course, selling them. And Parma has become, has perhaps always been, a world-renowned centre of excellence for sailing and for naval craftsmanship. So there's really no better place in the world to launch Boat Radio, a station for boat owners and sailors, water sports enthusiasts, armchair adventurers, and ocean lovers everywhere. Each week, there'll be programmes from the Arctic Circle, the Bahamas, Florida, Missouri, Australia, the United Kingdom, Italy, Croatia, Mallorca, and a dozen other places, as well as from the cockpits and wheelhouses of boats.
Hello, I'm Captain Bob May from Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, and you're listening to Boat Radio.
Each month on Boat Radio, I'll be looking at life on London's magnificent River Thames, from the dredgers emptying their cargoes of sand and gravel to the mudlarks combing the shore for lost treasures.
Each week, you can hear me swapping salty tales with sailors, surfers, swimmers, divers, boat owners, boat builders, anyone with a story to tell about their life and their relationship with the sea.
We'll hear compelling tales and inspiring stories from often ordinary people who've done extraordinary things.
We did find an iceberg, but there is no such thing as smooth sailing when you're going north or when you're sailing as much as Ben and I do.
We'll be joined by many of the most prominent names from the fields of sailing, exploration, and endurance sports.
Mark getting a nice puff of breeze on Taylor Canfield, leading Ian Williams. He's in the black boat, jiving now.
We'll delve into the glamorous world of the super yacht.
Summer comes around, we're ready to go, and all the boats start arriving back from the Caribbean, and we all get together third week of June.
But we'll also learn how to live off-grid, aboard a more modest vessel.
I'm one of those lucky guys that didn't have to try and convince his wife to go on their sea dreams. I was thrilled with the idea of living on the boat.
We'll attend classic regattas at some of the most picturesque sailing locations on Earth.
I'm standing in the Fort Adams State Park in Rhode Island, looking back across the water to the city of Newport, sparkling in the early morning sunshine.
And we'll hear from scientists in some of the most forbidding environments.
Welcome to Ocean Research Project. My name is Matt Rutherford, and I am here in Sisimiut, Greenland.
There'll be recommended routes, anchorages, and marinas. There'll be practical tips, medical advice, accurate weather forecasts, and, in addition, an indelible streak of marine conservation. And we'll hear from you, I hope, listening at home or at work, perhaps afloat somewhere. So, welcome to Boat Radio. We're glad you can join us in promoting and celebrating the wonderful world of boats.
I'm Michael John, and each month on Boat Radio, I'll be looking at life on London's magnificent River Thames, from the dredgers emptying their cargoes of sand and gravel to the mudlarks combing the shore for lost treasures. I'll be meeting the people, visiting the places, and boarding the ships that work this mighty, muddy artery. So join me, Michael John, for Tales of the Thames on Boat Radio.
Hi, I'm Sarah O'Kelly, founder of Skipper's Review. I started Skipper's Review because I wanted somewhere online for my local boating community to make connections and recommendations. So now it's up and running. I've been getting out of the office to enjoy the Florida sunshine and to meet some of my members. Each week, you can hear me swapping salty tales with sailors, surfers, swimmers, divers, boat owners, and builders, anyone with a story to tell about their life and their relationship with the sea. So join me, Sarah O'Kelly, with Skipper's Review on Boat Radio.
Earliest prehistory reveals mankind's innate connection to the sea. from boats of woven reed in Egypt to Homer's black ships of the Trojan War, down to the naval battles of Greece, Rome, and every civilization since. I'm Brandon Huebner, and I'll present the history, archaeology, and literature that connect us with our past on the sea, all that on the Maritime History Program. Join me as we voyage down through the ages and witness the development of sailing, trade, and much more. The Maritime History Program, with me, Brandon Huebner, every Wednesday here on Boat Radio.